When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Welcome back, fans of the strange and the unsettling, to Whispers from the Dark. I am your guide, Raven Vale, and tonight, our journey takes a heartbreaking turn into a story that gripped the nation. A modern tragedy played out against the stunning, yet unforgiving, backdrop of the American West. We delve into the story of Gabrielle Petito, a young woman whose vibrant life was tragically cut short, leaving behind a trail of unanswered questions, digital breadcrumbs, and a haunting reminder of the hidden darkness that can lurk beneath the surface of seemingly idyllic lives. Our story unfolds in the summer of 2021, a time when the world was tentatively emerging from the shadows of a global pandemic, craving freedom, adventure, and the open road. Gabrielle Gabby Petito, a bright, spirited 22-year-old from Long Island, embodied this yearning for escape. With her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, she embarked on what appeared to be the quintessential American dream. A cross-country road trip. Their chosen vessel, a white Ford Transit van, became more than just transportation. It was a symbol of youthful freedom, a mobile canvas for their shared dreams. They meticulously chronicled their journey across social media platforms, their Instagram and YouTube channels bursting with sun-drenched vistas, playful smiles, and the raw, unedited beauty of America's national parks. Their carefully curated posts, filled with aspirational hashtags like Number Van Life and Number Travel Couple, resonated with millions, painting a picture of unbridled joy and boundless adventure. Gabby beaming in front of iconic landmarks, embracing Brian against majestic mountain ranges, their faces radiating the joy of shared experience. To the outside world, they were a picture of happiness, a young couple embracing life and each other, living the dream that countless others scrolled past, wishing it were their own. They began their journey in July, their itinerary weaving through the breathtaking landscapes of Kansas, Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. Early videos showed them laughing, exploring, cooking together, a seemingly inseparable pair chasing sunsets and starlit nights. The raw, unfiltered beauty of the American West served as a magnificent, if unwitting, backdrop to a story that would soon unravel into tragedy. Their digital footprint, once a beacon of inspiration, would tragically become a grim public ledger of their final days. But as the miles rolled by, a darker narrative began to subtly emerge, unseen by the casual observer scrolling through their feeds. A discordant note in a symphony of curated perfection. On August 12th, in the artsy desert town of Moab, Utah, a seemingly minor incident provided a chilling foreshadowing of the horrors to come. Police were called to a reported domestic dispute involving Gabby and Brian. The body cam footage from that encounter, later released to the public, tore away the carefully constructed facade of their social media presence, revealing a far more complex, troubled, and ultimately heartbreaking reality. The footage captured a visibly distressed Gabby, her face tear-streaked, her voice trembling. She described an altercation, admitting she had struck Brian in an emotional moment, but also hinted at prior tensions, expressing a deep anxiety about their relationship. Brian, for his part, downplayed the physical aspect, speaking of anxiety and the stress of their journey. The officers, observing the situation, opted not to file charges, instead separating the couple for the night. Brian was put up in a motel, and Gabby remained with the van. It was a temporary reprieve, a band-aid over deep, festering wounds, a chilling moment of official intervention that, in hindsight, carried the weight of foreknowledge, yet failed to avert the ultimate tragedy. They continued their journey after Moab, but the tone of their online presence seemed to shift, the vibrant hues beginning to fade, replaced by a subtle greyness. Gabby's posts became less frequent, their captions more subdued, lacking the earlier effervescence. The carefree smiles seemed strained, the embraces less spontaneous, almost posed. The digital breadcrumbs, once leading a cheerful, optimistic trail across the continent, now hinted at a growing unease, a disquiet that mirrored the rugged, often unforgiving, landscapes they traversed. Eyewitness accounts from people who encountered them in Wyoming and other remote areas would later emerge, speaking of heated arguments, of Gabby appearing distressed, of a tension that simmered just beneath the surface of their public image. Then, the silence descended. A profound, inexplicable silence. On September 1st, Brian Laundry returned to their Northport, Florida, home. He was alone. The white Ford Transit van, once a symbol of adventure, now pulled into the driveway, an empty vessel, missing its co-pilot. Gabby Petito was nowhere to be seen. Her family, back in New York, grew increasingly frantic. Days of unanswered texts and calls, a stark contrast to Gabby's typically communicative nature, ignited a gnawing anxiety that soon morphed into a desperate, agonizing search. On September 11th, Gabby's family officially reported her missing. The idyllic image of the cross-country adventure shattered, replaced by a haunting void and a burgeoning public fear. The ensuing weeks became a national obsession, a true crime saga unfolding in real time across every news channel and social media platform. The internet, once a platform for Gabby's joyful updates, transformed into a vast, crowdsourced detective agency. Amateur sleuths, professional investigators, and concerned citizens alike pored over their social media posts, dissecting every image, every caption, searching for clues, for any hint of what might have happened. The bodycam footage from Moab was scrutinized frame by frame, the seemingly innocuous details analyzed for hidden meanings, every fleeting expression on Gabby's face amplified into a potential cry for help. The white van, now back in Florida, became a focal point of intense speculation, a silent witness to unrevealed horrors. Brian Laundry, initially silent, cloaked himself in a wall of legal strategy. His family lawyered up, refusing to cooperate with authorities, a silence that only amplified the growing suspicion surrounding his mysterious return alone. The FBI launched a nationwide search, diverting significant resources, and the haunting question echoed across the country, amplified by social media. Where was Gabby Petito? The vast, untamed landscapes they had traveled through now took on a sinister hue. The majestic beauty of the national parks, once a symbol of freedom, became a potential backdrop for a terrible secret. The open road, once promising adventure, now felt like a path leading to an unknown and deeply feared destination. On September 19th, the agonizing wait came to a heartbreaking end. After days of intensive searching, Gabby Petito's remains were discovered in a remote, desolate area of the Bridger Teton National Forest in Wyoming, near a dispersed camping site where their van had previously been seen. The beauty of the landscape could not mask the horror of the discovery. The medical examiner's report later confirmed the worst fears. She had died by manual strangulation. The vibrant young woman who had shared her dreams and smiles with the world had met a violent and tragic end in the desolate beauty of the American wilderness, silenced forever. The discovery of Gabby's body only intensified the mystery surrounding Brian Laundry. He had vanished. A massive manhunt ensued, focusing on the vast, unforgiving Carlton Reserve near his family's home in Florida, a labyrinthine expanse of swamp, dense thicket, and murky water. The rugged, swampy terrain became the stage for a desperate search, with drones, canine units, and specialized teams battling the elements. The silence of the wilderness held the key to a devastating truth, a chilling echo of the secrets it had swallowed. Weeks later, on October 20th, Brian Laundrie's remains were found in the Carlton Reserve, identified through dental records. Near his body, authorities discovered a backpack containing personal effects, including a notebook. This notebook, later recovered and analyzed, contained what appeared to be his confession to Gabby's murder. The digital breadcrumbs, the haunting body cam footage, Brian's evasive silence upon his return, they all coalesced into a tragic, horrifying narrative of a troubled relationship that had spiraled into fatal violence in the isolation of the open road. The story of Gabby Petito is more than just a true crime tragedy. It's a haunting reflection of the complexities and hidden darkness that can exist even within seemingly loving relationships. It's a stark reminder of the vulnerability of those who venture into the vast wilderness, particularly when traveling with someone who may harbor secrets. And it's a chilling illustration of how social media, while offering a curated glimpse into our lives and enabling unprecedented public engagement, can also mask a painful and ultimately fatal reality, blurring the lines between public perception and private torment. The vibrant images of Gabby smiling against breathtaking landscapes are now forever tinged with sadness, a poignant reminder of a life full of promise that was brutally extinguished. Her story, amplified by the digital age, compelled countless people to look closer at their own relationships, to recognize the subtle red flags, and to understand the urgency of help. It serves as a stark warning, a whisper from the dark corners of the American dream, urging us to look beyond the curated facades and recognize the silent cries for help that may lie hidden beneath the surface of even the most picturesque journeys. And as the sun sets over the very landscapes Gabby once admired, one cannot help but feel a profound sense of loss and a chilling awareness of the darkness that can lurk just beyond the frame of a photograph, waiting to silence a vibrant voice forever.